Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. It was a hot night on the debate stage. The seven leading Democratic candidates squared off one more time before the mayoral primary voting begins, and it got very personal between the frontrunners, Queens Assembly members Orrin Memdani and former Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I have never had to resign in disgrace. I have never cut Medicaid. I have never stolen hundreds of millions of dollars from the MTA. I have never hounded the 13 women who credibly accused me of sexual harassment. I have never sued for their gynecological records. And I have never done those things because I am not you, Mr. Cuomo.
Response?
He is the worst attendance record in the New York State Assembly. He has never held a real job. He has zero accomplishments.
I want to be very
clear.
And
now he thinks he's going to be ready to be mayor of the city of New York. It is laughable.
Other candidates tried to stay above the fray and keep the discussion on issues including immigration and housing costs. Early voting begins tomorrow. The primary is June 24th. Migrants have reportedly escaped from the Delaney Hall ICE Detention Center in Newark. Multiple media reports say dozens of detainees tore down a wall at the immigration holding site last night, at least four said to be still unaccounted for. The wife of a detainee told Channel 2 they pushed down a wall after they hadn't been fed for 20 hours.
She said for that reason, a small group of people had started to rile up and started to riot. He said they were breaking things, just trying to get anybody's attention because they are constantly ignored.
She says her husband was in hiding when it happened. The site is run by a private contractor. Newark authorities referred questions to ICE, and there's been no comment from them so far. The day of major demonstrations planned in the city and nationwide tomorrow. These No Kings protests are timed to coincide with the president's planned military parade in Washington, D.C., marking the U.S. Army's 250th birthday and his 79th. Today, Mayor Adams and the NYPD give a security briefing on their plans for handling protests here. Yesterday, a heated congressional hearing over sanctuary city policies. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a Trump ally who's hinted about running for governor, came after New York's Governor Hochul pointed to high-profile crimes. Hochul told Stefanik to look to the facts instead of going for the viral moment. It was a strange end to Harvey Weinstein's sex crimes retrial yesterday as the jury foreperson refused to deliberate and the judge declared a mistrial on the remaining rape charge. That came one day after a split verdict on the other two offenses in the case, a conviction on one criminal sex act, acquittal on another. Weinstein's lawyer is promising to appeal. Weinstein is denied any wrongdoing. He is due back in court next month for a discussion of retrial and sentencing dates. The judge in the Sean Diddy Combs trial is set to decide today whether to kick a black juror off the panel after requests from prosecutors. The issue has been simmering for some time with very few details, and the ruling is expected today. Meantime, the trial goes on.
Prosecutors told the judge they thought the lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs were insinuating with their questions that Jane was tailoring her testimony to what prosecutors were saying in the case, that she was coerced and afraid, and there were repercussions if she didn't cooperate with Diddy and participate in the marathon sex sessions. To that end, during their final questioning, Jane said Sean was so good at showing love and affection between the sexual exploitation. But when the defense returned, she acknowledged that she accepts rent money and has received more than $100,000 from Combs over their three-year relationship. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It will be a classic New York farewell for Congressman Charles Rangel this morning, a funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams among those paying respects to the longtime Harlem leader. Yesterday, he lay in state at City Hall. Former First Lady, U.S. Senator, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton offered praise.
Not only was he the dean of the New York Congressional Delegation, he was a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and he was the first Black person to chair the House Ways and Means Committee. He truly was a trailblazer.
Rangel died May 26th at age 96. He had spent nearly five decades on Capitol Hill, one of the longest-serving members of Congress ever. A hearing today on a proposed state law inspired by a vicious attack involving a chihuahua and a pit bull on the Upper West Side.
Penny's Law, named for Lauren Kloss's chihuahua, would hold dog owners like the one who owns the pit bull who nearly killed Penny accountable.
This is punishing reoccurring offenders whose dogs are consistently off-leash and consistently attacking other dogs.
Part of the problem, says City Council member Gail Brewer, is that dogs are considered property.
I guess the police feel because it's, you know, they don't see it as a legal issue because your dog is still your property. It's not something else. Therefore, they don't get involved.
State lawmakers have till next Wednesday to decide whether or not to pass Penny's Law. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The father of a missing Bronx toddler whose body was apparently pulled from the East River this week is now charged with murder and manslaughter. 20-year-old Arius Williams arraigned on the charges last night in Bronx criminal court. He'd initially been charged with custodial interference in the case of 2-year-old Montrell Williams. His son had been missing for more than a month. Court documents say he was seen on surveillance video throwing the child off a bridge into the river. Pride celebrations all over the city, including at a popular boxing franchise, raising money for the LGBTQ plus community.
It's Pride Month in the city, and some are breaking barriers in the ring. At Rumble Boxing, senior trainer Corey Flores isn't just building muscle. She's building confidence.
It really was an incredibly transformative experience that took a long time, but I'm glad that I got to where I did.
Once Flora stepped into the ring, she found her strength and also started embracing her sexuality.
I'm so glad to have had the opportunity and pathway to get there because of being able to fight, because of being able to teach and learning about other people's journeys.
Rumble is partnering with the Trevor Project, raising funds for the LGBTQ youth in crisis. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.